Stop 7, the platform. In 1956, clay mining ended at Werndy, making this the southerly limit of the clay pit. The working face of an open cast mine, quarry or clay pit is called the high wall, and here in the Werndy high wall, to the right of the steps, it's possible to see a thin coal seam. Most coal seams are named, but poor intermittent or thin seams like this one are not. Following the path about 30 metres to the left of the steps brings you to a small landslide and another more significant coal seam called the Big Seam. The Big Seam is about 1 metre thick and is one of the best quality coals in the area, being relatively free of impurities. Coal was formed in the Carboniferous swamp forest from the vast amounts of organic material that accumulated on the waterlogged forest floor. The layers of dead and decaying plant material built up slowly over thousands of years, forming thick beds of peat. It takes 1,000 years to form 1 metre of peat and 11 metres of peat to form 1 metre of coal, so 1 metre of coal represents a huge period of time. Over many millions of years, the peat was buried by sediment and younger rocks, which caused it to compress and much of the water was squeezed out. Buried deeply, the compressed peat was subjected to high temperatures, which further altered the organic material, driving off impurities and the remaining water until coal was formed. The coal in this eastern part of the coalfield wasn't buried as deeply or heated as much as the coal in the west, and as a result, the coals here are less high quality, only 70% carbon as opposed to 90% for high quality anthracite.